Today on the Pageant Cast, we're so happy because we have an international queen on the program today. Elvira Fernandez Ocaña, Ms. Power Woman 2017, is our very special guest. Let's fire up the chat room and let's go talk to Elvira today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Siria Isabel Bojorquez, Miss Multiverse 2016, and you are watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Team Kretschmann.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. We are streaming live around the world from Muskego, Wisconsin. And tonight we have Elvira Fernandez Ocaña, Ms. Power Woman 2017. Hello, Elvira.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
It is fantastic to see you. Now, you are probably calling in live the latest of anyone we ever have done, because it's a different time zone where we're calling you tonight. Where are we calling you?
I'm actually in Ireland because I've been living here for the past 3 years, and it's right now 2 a.m, so it's pretty late.
Oh, well, we are so glad that you were able to do this, and I know all of our viewers are very excited to get to hear more about Power Woman. It's kind of a newer pageant system. What can you tell us about Power Woman?
Well, it's a new beauty pageant, and what it means is that all women are powerful, you know, not just an image like other pageants about how you look and how you dress. It's more about the person, you know, and what we all had in common in the beauty contest is that we all believed in ourselves, and we were strong and powerful women with strong beliefs, strong minds, and that's what made us Power Woman.
Okay, now tell me a little bit about what got you started in pageants to begin with. We call them your pangecedents. What are some of the pageants that got you here? What are some of your past pageants?
Well, my first pageant, it was in 2012, and that was a national one in Spain, and I got a crown too, and I was so happy and delighted. I was just 19 or something like that, 19 or 20 maximum, so it was great. And this time I was more experienced, I was wiser. The fact that I was a mother made me grow up so much and made me stronger in so many other ways. And I think that it gave me something into the contest that made me get the crown at the end, because it was very, very difficult and I had a very high competence in there. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do you prepare for a pageant? How do you get yourself ready?
Well, most of it is mentally too. You know, you are going somewhere where you're going to be judged in so many ways, and you know what you are going for it, you know? Like, you can say, oh, I'm going to be judged. Yes, you are going to be judged. So you have to be ready, and then you have to look after your food. You can't be eating ice cream, chocolate, pizzas, and hamburgers every single day. You can eat it, obviously, once a week, but not every single day of your life.
Oh, that's horrible.
You just have to be... Well, it's not horrible. It's part of a healthy life, you know?
I wouldn't know.
And you have to keep yourself active to be in good shape and give all you got to win.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the pageant itself. What can you tell us about the pageant? Where was it held? What type of competitions were there?
Well, it was held in the Caribbean, in the Catalonia Hotel Resorts. It was an amazing experience because the hotel has 5 different restaurants with different setups. So it was very cool because even you're in the Caribbean, you can have different type of foods apart from the normal buffet you have every single day and in every single hotel. And the beaches were gorgeous. They have also so many bars at the beach where you can get your drinks in the pool too. It was a great experience and a great week, which it flew.
Now, I'm sure like other pageants, there's different phases of competition, swimsuit, evening gown, interview. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite phase of competition?
Everything, really. I loved the reality show part. I really loved it, having the cameras after us, doing some interviews afterwards. I really loved that part because I never experienced it, and it was the first time, and I really, really loved it. I was like, I want more of this.
Now, did they have a formal interview, or was it all the reality TV? I mean, was there a point where you talked to all of the judges?
No, we wouldn't know who was going to be the judges. Everything was secret.
Ah.
So we would just talk to the camera, and that was it. We didn't know anything that was going to happen, not even in the day. Like, they would say the night before, oh, tomorrow you have to be at this time ready with this type of dress code, you know? And then once we have gone through that in the morning, they would say, oh, we have to have you back in 20 minutes, 2 hours or whatever. So you wouldn't know what was going to happen. It was everything really exciting, will keep you going, will keep your mind open to anything because you don't know what was going to happen.
Now, I noticed that from the scenes of the show that I was able to see, they like to surprise you and kind of do the unexpected. What was the biggest surprise of the show?
Well, probably the IQ test. I wouldn't expect at all to have a test of intelligence in which we had to be there. Now we're breaking our brains, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I never expected that, and it was good because it was another thing, you know? And if you have to valorate a woman and what they are made of, you have to see every single field of their lives and judge everything. So it was good.
Right. And people can find out more at the website at MissPowerWoman.com. I believe they're already starting to look at the next pageant. Now, your Ms. Power Woman, was there a Miss competition as well, or how did that all work?
Yes, there was Miss and Miss Petite, because I have 2 children. Mm-hmm. I got into the Mrs. competition, even I'm not married yet. But there were 3 categories, and it's cool. So they get women from different profiles. It's not just one type of woman. You get girls that are smaller but are also beautiful, have the chances to show themselves out there, and people like me that have children or that are married, or that have gone over the age that usually misses are, have the opportunity to show themselves out there. And it's great that a pageant gives this opportunity to many different type of women.
Well, we're noticing here in the United States what is called a Ms. pageant, which is for unmarried women
basically that our moms, our widows, are divorced, and over a certain age, these Ms. pageants have really taken off in the United States. I used to say Mrs. pageants were the fastest growing here in America, and I think the Ms. pageant has taken over. That's really where things are at. How about things over there, and what type of reaction do people give you when you tell them I'm a national beauty pageant, international beauty pageant contest winner?
Well, they were all very happy for me. They support me through the way. They knew that I could do it. They believed in me, so they were hoping for me to get the title back home, and they were delighted. All my friends in Spain, in Ireland, my family, my boyfriend was so proud to see that I could do it. My children were there to see, so in the future I'd be able to say, hey, here you were with 1-2 years old, you know, watching me, and it was great.
That is fantastic. Now, do you follow any of the websites or any publications to learn about beauty pageants?
I didn't before, really, because I don't have time with two under two until very recently. I didn't have much time left even for myself.
Yeah, that happens, doesn't it? Okay,
yes.
We need to ask you, because that crown that you have on your head sure does a lot of sparkling. So tell us a little bit. Wait, first we'll do this. Just like you were in high school all over again. Show and tell. Tell us about that crown a little bit. Is it heavy?
Yeah. Sorry, I lost the connection there.
I'm sorry. Yes, the internet, when you do these international ones, sometimes plays games with us. What can you tell us about the crown? Is it heavy? How does it connect in the back?
Well, it's just look all one together. That is adjustable, so it depends on the size of your head. Will adjust automatically to your head.
Okay.
It's so beautiful, so shiny. I love it, and I'm so happy. Like, my friends were like, "Do you have the crown in your hand?" I'm like, "Yes." All of them were trying it, and it's so nice and so beautiful, and it will be certainly one of the best memories I will ever have. And then I say to my children, look what I did, and then they can look at me proud.
It looks pretty solid on there. Sometimes you have to clip those things in. It looks like it's just a band is holding it on your head. That's nice.
Yes, it's very, very, very good, because like it doesn't move.
Yeah.
It's not like it's heavy enough, but not extremely heavy. It's the perfect size, you know. It fits me very well.
I would think traveling with it is kind of a challenge sometimes, though, right?
Yes, but this time I was lucky. The Miss Popular Woman organization knew how to choose their crowns very well.
Fantastic. So, tell us, what type of appearances have you had this year with the title?
Well, I got the title maybe not even 2 months ago, so
okay.
I've been on holidays and enjoying my time, enjoying the title, and when I was back in Ireland, I met some model scouts to help me to get out there, and I'm using my title to try to get some more opportunities to open me some new doors into the model industry. And some things are starting to come now, but nothing yet, as I've been on holidays and I had a hen party of my best friend's wedding and lots of things going on. But from now on in September, I'll start working on it more, and I will let you know in the next interview.
Fantastic. Now we're taking a quick look at the website again, MissPowerWoman.com. people should check that out. I think they have news out there as well. As the year continues and you do more... Oh, I'm supposed to look up. There you are. Fantastic. We are just about at the end of our time here, so I want to ask you, is there anything you want to make sure the viewers and the listeners of the Pageant Cast know about the pageant or yourself that you want to make sure they know before I have to let you go?
Well, yes, I would like to let people know that everyone can, that we need to believe in ourselves, follow our dreams, because that will be what make us happy, you know, because otherwise we will live in a frustrated life that we don't want to live, and everyone that's around us won't be happy neither, seeing us doing things that we don't like and being unhappy. So just follow your dreams, be confident, believe in yourself, and then everyone will be better, and you will make even people better too.
That is great, great advice. One of the things we like to do at the end of our shows is we like to see your best pageant wave. We like to see it. So I'm going to set the stage for you. You are in a parade and you're waving to people on both sides of the car. Let's see your best pageant wave. Okay, not too wild. You're pretty calm there with the wave. That's all right.
Yes.
That way you're not going to tire yourself out. That's good. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. That's okay. I'm going to try it again. Where I'm trying my luck here. Elvira Fernandez Ocaña. She is Ms. Power Woman 2017. Did I say it right? Did I say
yes?
Oh,
perfect.
Good.
I've never seen someone said it better than you, honestly.
Oh, thank you so much. I've had years of people mispronouncing my last name, so I try what I can, so I'm very, very glad. Thank you so much. You are beautiful, you're stunning, and it was great getting to talk to you tonight.
Thank you so much for everything.
All right, and so until next time from the Pageant Cast, Tierra Dreams, everyone. Tierra Dreams, Elvira.
Tierra Dreams, everyone.
Submitting material to the Pageant Cast is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Come up with a great idea. We know you have some. A recent crowning, a shout out to someone, a shout out to a sponsor. Record a short video on your iPhone or webcam, but remember to include your name and title. And remember to send it to submit@pageantcast.com. Videos are best because we are a video show after all, but photos and stories are welcomed as well.
Get yours in now at the start before the competition for space gets too big.
Don't be afraid to be creative.
We can't wait to see what you'll come up with.